Well, Ann, if there was one thing for me to do, that's to go right over to Ruby Taylor's house and talk to her, that's all.
Why don't you let her alone? Everything gonna come out all right.
I'm so unhappy, I don't know what to do. I can't go on like this, Andy.
Listen, Amos, ain't we got enough to worry about around here without you getting all down in the mouth about some gal?
Yeah, that sounds all right, Andy, but I can't work when I feel like this.
All you gotta do, Amos, is just sit back, and the first thing you know, Ruby will start running right over here.
Yeah, that sounds all right. First thing you know, though, Ruby be running away with somebody else getting married or something.
I gotta figure out a vacation here. I tell you what I was figuring. If you work hard and take in a lot of money, I'm gonna let you off for 2 or 3 days this summer.
How long vacation you gonna take?
Well, I was figuring this. The more vacation I take, the better off I'll be, you see.
Mm-hmm.
If I take 2 or 3 days, that ain't gonna do me no good. I gotta rest up for 2 or 3 weeks.
You gonna give me 2 or 3 days and you gonna take 2 or 3 weeks, huh?
Well, it ain't no use for you to go away for no 2 or 3 weeks and spend all your money. I could do this, though. I could give you 2 weeks of half days.
What do you mean, give me 2 weeks of half days?
Well, say for 2 weeks, instead of working night and day, you just work from 7 in the morning till 7 at night.
Well, I don't want to take no vacation that week.
The way we is going here don't look like we're going to get enough money to go nowhere. Look here at the book.
What's the matter with the book?
According to my figures here, even after I reset all these numbers I got down here, after counting up everything, adding this whole line of figures in here.
What about it?
Well, after figuring up everything, adding, reducting, timesing, and doing everything, the way the figures come out shows that we ain't got nothing.
Well, I could have told you that before you started to mess with us.
It looks like I'm going to have to call a meeting.
What's the use of calling a meeting? That ain't going to do no good.
Well, we got to do something. That taxi cab business across the street ain't doing us no good, you know.
Oh, I ain't worried about Earl Dixon. I don't believe he's in the taxi cab business.
What you mean?
Well, he calls that the Easy Riding Taxi Cab Company. But he ain't doing no business with taxi cabs.
He is making money.
He is getting money. I don't know if he's making it or not, though. Something's going on over there. I don't know what it is, but just something tells me something's going on over there.
Look at you now. Look at you jumping at that telephone.
Hello? Oh, hello, Kingsley. Oh, I feel pretty good. How's you? Feel kind of low, huh?
Tell them everybody's feeling low.
Oh, I ain't worried, no. I ain't so happy, though. Oh, I don't know. Everything come out all right, I guess. I hope so. You want to talk to him? Wait a minute.
You want to talk to me?
Yeah, here to you.
Hello. Oh, I was pretty good. How is the business situation today? What's that? Oh, the money is tight over here, too. Yeah, must be a repression on somewhere.
Something's on.
Well, you see, Kingfish, the way I figure, this must be the slack time of the year. Yeah, I'm going to be here a little while. If you want to borrow some money, though, you better not count on coming over here. Well, that's all right, then, because I was broke. How's everything down to Lodge Hall? Not so good, huh?
It ain't never good down there.
Well, I'll be here when you get here. What's that? I didn't hear you.
I hope you don't ask me for no money.
Yeah, all right, Kingfish. All right, I'll be here when you get here. So long.
You coming over here, huh?
Yeah, he say that everything down to Lodge Hall is going bad.
Everything everywhere is going bad, look like to me.
Just cause you and Ruby Taylor is on the outs, you get down in the mouth and you make everybody else that way.
Well, Andy, I can't help it. If you was in my place, you'd feel the same way. I'm going to call up. That's what I'm going to do.
That's where you was wrong again. You was just letting the gal know that you was crazy about her.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to know, too.
Why don't you use psychology?
I'm going to use the telephone. That's what I'm going to use.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute before you call up. Let me tell you something.
No, don't tell me nothing now. Just let me call up. That's all.
All right, all right. Go ahead now. You're going to be worse off than you were.
What you talking about was? I is.
Is what?
Worse off than I was.
You is worse.
I still is worse, too. Let me dial this here telephone number now.
Well, Amos, when they get as crazy as you is, there ain't nothing you can do with them. You'd be better off if you never met her.
Yeah, maybe I would. But as long as I is done met her, I won't find out what's going on around here.
Is they ringing the number?
Yeah, sound like they're ringing. Wait a minute. Hello? This here Mr. Taylor? Mr. Taylor, this here is Amos. Yes, I'm pretty good. How's you? You is, huh? What's that? No, sir. I ain't seen you for 2-3 days either. Yes, sir. I'd like to talk to her. Yes, sir.
That's what you called up for.
Well, I tell you, Miss Taylor, if she's asleep, don't bother. I'll call up again. Well, all right, sir. Well, you gonna call her, huh? All right, sir. I'll hold it.
Now the gal's gonna be mad with you.
Mr. Taylor just told me that Ruby told him not to wake her up unless I call, you see. That sounds pretty good, don't it?
No, that ain't nothing.
Wait a minute. Hello? Hello, how you feeling? Well, I feel pretty good, too. I didn't want your papa to wake you up. Oh, I ain't been nowhere. Where you been? The only place I've been is worried. Oh, I don't know. I worry about everything, I guess.
You asked her about Earl Dixon.
What have you been doing? You've been having what's that? You ain't been having no days, huh? Well, you told me that you had one the other night. But how come you tell me that if you didn't have one, honey? Is you fooling me?
You see, Amos, you can't believe nothing they tell you.
Well, how come you told me that you had one then, honey?
Uh-oh. Calling her honey, huh?
Is you been having a date with Earl Dixon? I thought you is been.
He has been what?
He has been what? I mean, I thought you been having dates with him. What's that? He been calling you up 2-3 times a day, huh?
Oh, yeah. There you is.
But you ain't been talking to him, huh?
Don't believe that, Amos.
Well, listen, honey. When is I gonna see you? Hello? Hello, operator? Operator, I have been unconnected.
You've been that way all your life.
I've been that way all my life. I mean, I was just cutting hair. Hello, operator. I was cutting hair. Let me talk to her again, will you please? Hello?